Hi guys, it is Acts 10 today on this Thursday for New in 22, and I want to just read a few verses to start out chapter 10 because we're going to meet a new guy named Cornelius. It says, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. So let's stop right there, give you a little background here. So Cornelius was a centurion. So he was a Roman employee. Remember, Rome were the ones who had taken over Israel politically. He was an army commander. It would have been of about 80 men. And so he was well respected. And in verse 2, we see that he and his family were devout and God-fearing, it says. So does that mean that they were Jewish? No, they weren't Jewish. They did follow God. They did pray. They did seek one God, but they did not completely agree or follow the Old Testament or all of the Jewish cultural and religious systems that the Jews followed. But it says he was super generous, and he prayed to God regularly. So I love this account of Cornelius and Peter, the interaction. It reads like a great story, and it is. It's a great account here. So Cornelius has a dream saying, hey, go send men to Joppa and find this guy named Simon who's called Peter. And then the next day, Peter has a vision, and Peter's up on the roof praying at the house he was staying at, and God gives him a vision, which is about this big sheet. And this is easy for us to think of, a huge bed sheet coming down from heaven. And it has all these animals and reptiles of the earth. Now, remember that in the Old Testament, there were a lot of animals that Jewish people could not eat. And so Peter sees all of these animals. And in this dream, the voice in the dream says, get up, Peter, kill and eat. Now, this voice was the voice of God. And so Peter's looking at these animals and realizing that some of these animals are considered unclean by Jewish law. And he says, surely not, Lord. I've never eaten anything impure or unclean. And then this quote in verse 15, God speaks to him a second time and says, do not call anything impure that God has made clean. So there's a huge implication here. It is God telling Peter that no longer are they bound to all of these rules, especially regarding diet, from the Old Testament law. And so Peter ends up going to Cornelius's house. Cornelius sends a couple of his guys to go pick up Peter, and they get him in front of his family and his friends, and they're all there. And Cornelius said, I had this dream. Can you tell me, Peter, why God sent you here? What do you have to tell us that God is commanding of us? And then Peter says in verse 34, he says, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and who do what is right. So God is showing Peter, through this God-fearing man Cornelius, that Jesus came for all men, not just the Jews. And so Peter goes on in this pattern that we see over and over, is a presentation of the gospel. And Peter beautifully describes the sacrifice of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. And all of these people are hearing this message. And remember, there are circumcised people who came with Peter and uncircumcised people who were there at Cornelius's house. And Peter baptizes all of them in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is a huge turning point, and we'll see tomorrow that Peter gets some guff for ministering to non-Jews. and we'll hear about Peter's response to those other apostles who are struggling with the fact that Peter is even proselytizing to non-Jews. Until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.